The report, entitled Hunger in America 2014, has revealed some startling statistics. 1 in 7 Americans turns to a food bank for help, about 40% of whom have education beyond high school. Mark Quant, executive director of the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York, confirms the type of person who utilizes emergency food resources has changed over the last 3 decades.
Back in the 80s and maybe early 90s, it was more people who were out of work, who were living in poverty, maybe had lived in poverty for an extended period of time. Since that time, there's a lot more working class people, people who had previously even been middle class, who had been doing okay, who have just fallen upon hard times.
Hunger Free Vermont Executive Director Maria Parisi says working people and those re-entering the workforce following the recession struggle harder to make ends meet.
While we see people getting back to work, they're still challenged with meeting their basic needs because in the Northeast, in particular, it's very expensive to live here. It's high heating costs, high transportation costs, high housing costs.
The study says that food insecurity is causing a number of health issues. Nearly 50% of respondents to a query by the nationwide network of food banks, collectively known as Feeding America, reported being in poor health. Mark Dunlay is executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York State.
The report also highlights the relationship between poor nutrition, unhealthy food, and medical problems such as obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure. This was certainly one of the problems that remain in the recently reenacted Farm Bill, that it promotes an unhealthy diet. We are encouraged that New York State has slowly begun to recognize the need to improve the nutritional value of food that is provided to the emergency food programs.
According to the report, 39% of clients who depend on food banks have at least one child in the family. Mark Quant says the regional food bank is meeting the challenges head-on, working with local farmers and the state to put in place programs to assist in accessing more donated food to help struggling families.
We also expect during the course of this year to increase the number of sites we have in our backpack program. That is a program that we have in schools where we provide the food for backpacks that the school itself will pack and give to children who are at risk of hunger on weekends so that they have some additional food to carry them through the weekends.
The kids get a backpack of food every Friday before dismissal. Hunger Action Network's Dunlay cites other factors complicating relief efforts.
A lot of the upstate cities, starting with Schenectady, have more than half of our children officially living in poverty. One of the big problems, of course, we have in New York State is that we have higher energy costs than pretty much any place else in the country. And also housing costs, of course, are very high.
Hunger activists do credit Governor Andrew Cuomo with making $4 million in additional funding for local food banks available at the end of last year to help New Yorkers who were being forced to cope with reduced federal SNAP, commonly known as food stamps, benefits. The Feeding America report found 69% of client households regularly make hard choices between paying the utility bill or buying groceries. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.